While new laws aimed at cracking down on sex offenders, including tougher sentences and reporting requirements, kick in today. One law boosts minimum mandatory sentences for dangerous sexual predators from 25 to 50 years. Another increases the penalties for teachers and other school authority figures who take advantage of students sexually. Jennifer Dritt of the Florida Council Against Sexual Violence says schools should always be safe for students.
People in positions of authority in school settings have a lot of power, significantly more power than students do. And so students often feel that there are repercussions for them if they don't comply with requests for physical contact.
A third law is aimed at human trafficking, increasing felony penalties for people who live off the proceeds of prostitutes or the trafficking of children. The law also removes a statute of limitations for trafficking violations, bans minors from working in adult theaters, and requires theaters to verify the ages of all employees. South Florida commuters will notice a change to the 95 express lanes today. The Florida Department of Transportation is shutting down two electronic signs normally used to display the express lane toll. Kenny Malone explains why.
If you've already been in the express lanes for about 2 miles and drive under another toll sign with a different price, at best it's confusing. At worst, it's an incentive to illegally pylon jump back into regular traffic. The northbound toll sign near Northwest 54th Street and the southbound sign around 144th Street each come after you've already gotten into the express lanes, and they will now simply be blank. A Florida Department of Transportation official said they included the signs initially because they weren't sure how much information drivers needed. But because the cost of entry changes, sometimes the toll drivers initially saw was different from what was shown on the second sign. When the second toll was higher, drivers wondered if they were getting charged more than they thought. In reality, FDOT says, vehicles were charged no more than the toll shown at the express lane's entry points. The signs cost around $40,000 apiece. Eventually, FDOT will remove them entirely and says they were on their last leg anyhow. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
It could be another sign that the Florida economy is getting stronger. The newest consumer confidence report from the University of Florida shows Florida consumers haven't felt this good about their economy since before the Great Recession. Authors of the report also say one of the bigger reasons for the increased confidence may be due to the fact that people are now purchasing big-ticket items. And the Seminole Tribe of Florida is getting into banking. The tribe says it will buy Tiny Mickinock Savings Bank to expand into financial services. The sale price was undisclosed, but the Seminoles bring in an estimated $2 billion a year from their casinos in Broward and Tampa, and they've been looking for a bank to buy for more than 14 years. Mickinock has branches in Delray and Boynton Beach. Remember, you can listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.